As we begin learning Be'ezer Hashem Yisbarach, Parashas Tazria Metzaira, the question of course comes up is that Torah goes into such detail in discussing what is a Neged Tzaras, what is not a Neged Tzaras, and we look at it as a physical disease. But of course, if it's just a physical disease, then the Torah would not be going into all the details. It wouldn't require that only a Kohen is the one that could determine if somebody is a Metzaira or isn't a Metzaira. It wouldn't require, as the Torah details in great length, exactly what to be done when. Rather, would be treated like all other physical diseases. Clearly, there is something else to be learned from this parasha. And the Chinuch in Mitzvah Kuf Samach Tes addresses it. And he says, Sharish Mitzvah Tuma Tzrasu. What is the source of this halacha? Shiye Shiba Shagrem Sukach Sha'oisa Adam Yilka Mitzrasu. I'm sorry. There is a reason why a person becomes a Mitzvah. Hanega Leibo B'mikra Aloisa Adam. It doesn't happen coincidentally. Mishara Huchta B'seisu Sapachas. Somebody who suffers being a Mitzvah Chayav Ladas must be aware, kichetov garmulkach. It was his sins that brought this. Umeshemayim shocheloi taskeiris. And HaKadosh Baruch Hu is sending him a reminder, shiask medark v'arayim, to do tshuva. Lefikach olav lava l'koyin. And therefore, he should go to the koyin. Lacha merev mara enov. After the koyin examines it, chayiv imetzara l'saga shuva shvayim. The metzara has to be quarantined for a week or two. L'shevas bada, to sit alone, ulasas amatz by cheshbon ha-nefesh, to make with him a cheshbon ha-nefesh, ma ra lachta b'kocho ma gilov, what caused this to happen. And therefore, he continues that if somebody takes the lesson, what happened to him becoming a mitzvah and does better, he'll have the refuah. HaKadosh Baruch Hu will help him become better. And this concept that everything is a message from HaKadosh Baruch Hu is something that goes back, it's a theme that really goes back to the beginning of the Torah, from the beginning, going back to Parshas Bereishis. If we look in Parshas Bereishis, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates the world, we find that the Psukim use the word Elohim. V'yam Elohim Yi'or, V'yam Elohim Yikava Mayim, V'yom Elokim Tachei Oretz, V'yom Elokim Yehei Ma'oris Berkiya Shemayim. The Torah constantly uses the word Elokim till Adam Rishon is created. After Adam Rishon is created, then we find that a Pasuk starts to also use Hashem Elokim. The Pasuk which actually describes Adam Rishon's creation. V'yitzeh Hashem Elokim as Adam, V'yita Hashem Elokim gam be'edim, V'yikach Hashem Elokim as Adam. Psukim that keep on not just using the word Elokim, but now use the word Hashem Elokim. And the Malbim makes this observation, and the Malbim explains that HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs this world, controls the world, with two different type of approaches. One is what's known as Hanhogat Tivis, and one is Hanhogah Hashgachis. Hanhogah Ativis is what we know as Teva, is the way the world was created, and there are certain rules of creation. When you plant something, it will grow. When there are the sun coming up, the moon coming up, etc. And which we call nature, which we call Teva, is attributed to Elokim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu, with his name of Elokim, created a world that has rules and has a way it runs. But then, and that was the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu created our world. We know that the world has different attributes, how this world exists. But that was all until Adam Rishon was created. Once Adam Rishon was created, there was a whole new way to look at the creation of the world. Now at this point says the pasuk says, "V'adam ein ayin la'avdas adadam." There was nobody to run, to contribute to the world. If there's a world that is just run by nature, so then this world is, runs on route every day the same thing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu now created Adam Rishon. What happened when HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Rishon? When HaKadosh Baruch Hu created Adam Rishon wasn't just the pinnacle of the creation. Adam Rishon made that there's a new part to the way the world runs, and that's El Hashem Elokim. It's what he calls Hashgach Hanhaga Hashgachis. That there's Hashgacha Pratis. It's a world that what we do makes a difference. And our good deeds make a difference, not just, of course, to us, but they make a difference to the entire world. And Chas V'Shalom the other way. And that's the lesson of Tzaraas. The lesson of Tzaraas is to show us and teach us that we make a difference, and what we do makes a difference. And the Chafetz Chaim writes that we think that it's only that the Hashgacha, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu is running this world with Hashgacha, it has to be immediate. Says the Chafetz Chaim, it need not be immediate. He says there was a story that one of the women, there was a woman, an almana, who lived in a home near the Chafetz Chaim. And she, unfortunately, was unable to pay her rent. And somehow or another, the landlord, who was so upset that he didn't get his rent, what he did was he took off the roof of the meager hut in which she lived. And everybody was appalled at this type of a behavior. There was not much that anybody could do about it. But the Chafetz Chaim said, there's a HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And maybe in the world that we live in, we expect immediate reaction. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has the way that he knows the world should run. But the Chafetz Chaim said, I am certain that this person who did such a terrible thing will be punished. And indeed, he says, 10 years later, did this man get a terrible punishment. So the Chafetz Chaim is adding that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, of course, runs the world, but he runs the world according to his plan, not according to our plan. And maybe we would assume and expect that things should happen immediately. HaKadosh Baruch Hu has his own plan. Up to the point that I saw that the Avni Nezer, his first Rabbonis, his community was not sad, apparently getting along with him, and they caused him difficulty. And what happened was that the Avni Nezer knew that such a people who act that way will get punished. But because he didn't want that he should be the cause that they should be punished, that's why Avni Nezer would constantly daven that they shouldn't get punished, that he shouldn't be the cause that they got punished. But that's the proper approach to understanding Hashgacha Pratis. If we understand as Hashgacha Pratis, we know that there's going to every action has a reaction. There's one way to change that reaction, and that is to be mispal HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that even though there's this action-reaction situation, through a tzaddik's tefillah, through somebody himself doing tshuva, then that could change. But the way HaKadosh Baruch Hu runs the world, and that's the lesson of Tazria Metzora, is that there is a hashgacha to every detail we do. May we be zaycha that we should have HaKadosh Baruch Hu's hashgacha bring bracha to us.